This is Dr. Michael Thomas. Welcome to the UC Health Center for Reproductive Health podcast. Today, we will be discussing polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS. PCOS is a common hormonal condition found in girls and women during their reproductive years. Though all women make a small amount of the male hormone testosterone, women with PCOS are found to have slightly higher amounts of testosterone. This increase in testosterone is associated with a hormonal imbalance that can cause irregular menstrual cycles, too much hair on the body, particularly in the middle of the body, above the lip, below the chin, between the belly button and pubic bone, and down the inner aspect of the thigh, which is called hirsutism. Also, these women can have a large number of little follicles or small cysts or egg sacs in the ovaries, which is where the term polycystic comes from. Most women notice that the start of PCOS symptoms can occur around the time that they start their first menstrual cycle. Instead of a monthly cycle that occurs every 26 to 32 days, women with PCOS may have cycles that occur every other month or even once a year. Any cycle that occurs or takes place more than 35 days apart is thought to be abnormal. Any cycle that takes longer than 35 days to start is usually considered abnormal. About 50% of women with PCOS are considered obese. Therefore, PCOS can sometimes not be diagnosed in the more lean patient with this condition. All patients with PCOS, whether they be lean, overweight, or obese, are at higher risk for heart disease, diabetes, or cancer of the uterus compared to their friends who may have monthly cycles. No single blood test or imaging test can be used to make a diagnosis of PCOS. In teens, excess male hormone or an increase in hair growth along with irregular menstrual cycles is considered enough to make a diagnosis of PCOS. In adults, 2 out of 3 of the following are needed. 1, excess amount of male hormones in the blood or an excessive amount of male pattern hair growth in the middle of the body. 2, irregular menstrual cycles. Or 3, polycystic appearing ovaries on ultrasound. Based on these criteria, up to 15% of women may be diagnosed with PCOS. Generally, your doctor will take your medical history to discuss your general health and also discuss your menstrual cycles. A physical examination to look at your height, weight, waistline, and whether you have a hair growth pattern that would be considered excessive for women would also be looked at by your physician. Adult women will generally undergo an ultrasound to help in making this diagnosis. Because PCOS is a diagnosis of exclusion, other medical problems must be ruled out before you can be thought to truly have PCOS. Other conditions include pregnancy, thyroid disease, whether it be hypo or hyperthyroid, high prolactin levels, and prolactin is a hormone that's produced by a gland under the brain that can cause irregular menstrual cycles, Cushing syndrome, which is where you can have too much of the stress hormone, cortisol, or congenital adrenal hyperplasia, which is a disorder where you are born with too little of the stress hormone and too much male hormone. Other problems that women can have who are diagnosed with PCOS include amenorrhea, which is when you can have no menstrual cycles at all, heavy menstrual bleeding, thinning of hair on the scalp, acne, skin tags, dark patches of skin on the neck, armpits, groin, or under the breasts, or problems with fertility. Treatment for PCOS can include birth control pills to regulate menstrual cycles and protect the uterus from cancer or precancer, lifestyle changes for overweight or obese patients, which include losing weight by eating a healthy diet and increasing exercise. This will lower the risk of diabetes and heart disease. In some patients, losing weight can help some women have more regular menstrual cycle function, which can help them to release an egg on a more predictable and regular basis. Other treatments include metformin, which is a medication used to lower insulin in the body. Insulin is the hormone that keeps your blood sugar under control. PCOS patients are thought to have high insulin levels, which may be a reason that some of these patients are obese. The use of metformin can lower insulin and may be a contributing factor in weight loss or more regular menstrual cycle. However, metformin alone is not thought to be a very good method for women to use who want to get pregnant. For PCOS patients who want to conceive, either clomiphene citrate or letrozole can be used. These drugs are given by mouth for 5 days to increase the chances that a woman will make a follicle or follicles containing an egg that can be released or ovulate. If intercourse is timed properly, or if sperm is placed in the uterus at the right time, there would be a good chance that pregnancy can take place. the use of clomiphene citrate or letrozole would increase the chances of twins or more to 5 to 10% of the women who become pregnant. More potent fertility injections can be used if letrozole or clomiphene citrate do not cause the ovaries to make follicles in a PCOS patient. There is no specific cure for PCOS. The hope is that the use of appropriate medications and lifestyle changes will help to improve the symptoms and reduce the long-term health risks associated with this condition. Now let's take some questions from our listeners. Fran W. from Wyoming asks, I've always had hair above my lip and below my chin, but my menstrual cycles come on a regular basis, even off of birth control pills. This has gone on ever since I started my menstrual cycles. Do I have polycystic ovary syndrome? Good question, Fran. You could potentially have PCOS based on the Rotterdam criteria, which states that you only need 2 of 3 of the symptoms in order to be diagnosed for PCOS. These symptoms include an increase in midline hair growth, which is what you have, menstrual cycles over 35 days, which is what you don't have, or polycystic ovaries on ultrasound. With this in mind, in order to be diagnosed with PCOS, you'd have to have an ultrasound to see if your ovaries appear polycystic. However, you may also have a heightened sensitivity to the male hormones that you're making. Every woman makes male hormones, but some people are more sensitive to this than others. Seeing your gynecologist or reproductive specialist will help to differentiate PCOS, androgen sensitivity, or if you have a high male hormone level, that could be a health threat. Beatrice T. from Williamsburg asks, how do I reduce my risk of health problems? I was recently diagnosed with PCOS. I'm 27 and not interested in pregnancy at this time. Beatrice, if you're not trying to conceive, I think you should be on a hormonal medication that contains a progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone agent, and that will help to decrease the risk of precancer or cancer of the lining of the uterus, which is your womb. This can be given as a pill. This can be taken daily for 12 days every month or for 14 days every other month. You can also take it as a patch, a vaginal ring, or an intrauterine device or IUD. Not all of these mentioned medications or devices protect against an unwanted pregnancy. Therefore, you should talk to your healthcare provider about the best option for you. For obese PCOS patients, a 5 to 10% weight loss may help to induce regular menstrual cycles and may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Drs. Christine DiPaolo, Julie Schroga, and I invite you to submit questions on any fertility or reproductive health topic to amanda.pack@uc.edu. This has been a production of UC Health and the Center for Reproductive Health. If you want to make an appointment, please call 513-475-7600. Our offices are located at the UC Health Office Building South in Westchester, Ohio, Christ Hospital Medical Office Building in Cincinnati, or the UC Health Office in Florence, Kentucky. Thank you.